Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's Philly?
It's good.
Okay.
It's so warm and love Philly. But when Philly gets warm, it gets stinky.
Is Philly a stinky town? Tell me what kind of smells. What kind of smells?
Smells I've never smelt before.
I find that very hard to believe, but go ahead. Is it the smell of, like,
you name it.
Right?
A lot of people in the city have dogs. Oh. And so I think that plays a big part.
It's a wet dog
smell?
There's
nowhere to go to the bathroom. No, I think that's part of the problem. And it's just hot and garbage day is like three times a week. It's just kind of crazy.
Oh, no, I don't feel so bad about where I'm living.
You know? No. I went to a friend's house for a cookout. And it was in a very rural area. So there's trees and grass. And I was like, what is going on? I was so appreciative to sit on a back lawn. I was like, wow, it's so beautiful out here. And I think it's because I've been in the city. I miss it. So I'm coming home. See you soon.
Yes, you are. And, you know, as far as I can tell, even though I'm here, I don't think it's smelly, but I live in my own smell, I guess. So I'm not sure. You'll have to tell me when you get home if it's smelly or not.
All right. I'll report back.
You know, it's been a little stinky, actually, around here. I've had so many doggone animals in my yard. I don't know what is happening. We started with the groundhog, whom I give him a whom. Like I know if this is a girl or a guy. I have no idea. I haven't seen it for going on almost 2 weeks now.
And you did nothing to get rid of it?
No, but you know what? Stevie has, you know, made her presence known, so maybe it got scared off. I don't know. Or it could be underneath my stairs right now giving birth to multiple baby groundhogs.
That could be it. It was acting weird.
Yeah. And then we had two doe baby fawns, I guess they are, that clearly, I'm such a wildlife person. Dauphins, whatever they are. And I think they lost their mommy. And so I was all upset with them. I thought they were going to get hit by cars.
And they were cute.
So cute. And then, of course, the bunnies. And so Stevie found a bunny nest. It got abandoned. And I did all the things you're supposed to do and put flour around the nest to see if mommy came back and trampled around the flour. None of that took place, so that I took the bunnies with the help of my neighbor, Lisa, who just must think I'm the weirdest neighbor ever. She helped me extract the bunnies and put them in a shoebox, and I took them to the Ohio Wildlife Center. And then I felt really kind of, rested assured they're not going to die on my watch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home and we have this big rainstorm. Next thing I know, I look out in the backyard. Stevie is tossing around some kind of mole rat thing through the air.
She
found it and she didn't kill it and she didn't put a hole in it or anything. She just plays with them. She like gums them and tosses them in the air. And I was like, oh gosh, I've got. See, you want to come to the country? I'm thinking I need to go to the city.
You got country problems.
I do. And you got stanky city problems.
Something that's not so stanky.
Yes.
You got big news in the family.
Yeah.
Graham. My brother Graham, mm-hmm. Sean's son, obviously, if you haven't put two and two together, is engaged.
He is getting married. Yeah.
His longtime sweetie, Deb.
We love her to pieces, and he did a great job, and they were in Cabo San Lucas. She said she never saw it coming. You believing all that?
I don't think she would lie to us. I think she would say, I kind of saw it coming. I think she genuinely was shocked. For some context, they've been together about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
But I really, for whatever reason, I don't think she saw it coming.
That's pretty awesome. We love her. So, yeah, we've had all kinds of fun things going on around here. And a wedding to plan for now. You know,
that's exciting.
Yeah, I've got to practice my song. You know, things like that. So
for your big debut.
My big moment. Anyway, if you have any suggestions, please let me know. I'm thinking cabaret, maybe something like that. Okay. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to come back before summer's over. Hard to believe the kids are getting ready to go back to school already. Have you checked all the items off on your summer bucket list? We have just what those things might be. A last-minute checklist for you before summer gets away. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid. You know, families come in all kinds of packages, and how children come into these families, it's also not always a plain paper package, right? Annie Miller Brown is a sister to Max and a daughter to Kara and Tammy, who found their life in these two children through a donor who not only helped to provide the Miller Brown family, their children, but provided a legacy of giving many families many, many more children. And this story is just incredible. Addie's with us right now. Addie, hey, how are you, girl? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course. I'm doing great.
How are you? Oh, doing great as well. So fun to talk to you. First of all, before we start, I've known you and your brother, your moms for many years. And tell everybody about you. Who is Addie Miller Brown?
So I am a senior honors student at Ohio Dominican University, and I'll graduate this spring with a bachelor's in biology.
And you're going to go on to do what?
I'm going to go to Ohio University's Heritage College of Osteopathic Medicine. I'm in an early assurance program for that, so that transition has been very clean.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's funny when you start rattling off all your attributes and such, and you know, having known your mom in particular, Tammy, right? I'm thinking, no, this isn't Tammy. None of this. No, I'm kidding. I'm just totally kidding. Now, let's talk about how we're even talking today, because I've been following the journey for a bit, but you put together something pretty spectacular, and then we'll weave it backward and, you know, kind of work through what your life has been like, knowing that you are fortunate enough to be in this life on this earth because of the generosity of a donor. So we want to talk about that. But you put together a pretty incredible event. So tell us about what just happened.
One of the other moms of one of my half-siblings, Denise, has put in a lot of work getting everybody connected and keeping them connected. So we had this big Facebook group chat. And eventually we found the donor's sister and the donor's wife. And they both wanted to meet us, and so the donor's wife put together this event and reserved the space and kind of got it all organized. I just made t-shirts for the whole thing.
It was called the Sibling Weekend, right? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about it. So you, obviously, by, you know, the grace of God and everything, you are able to be here on this earth because of the generosity of a donor. And so how was it? First of all, how was it growing up feeling that you knew that, but you didn't know yet of him, right? Was that interesting? Was that different? What was that like?
I knew he existed, obviously, but he was an anonymous donor. So we got his health history and physical description, things like that, with the, like, there's a package of information, all that really important info. And, like, other than that, I really didn't know much about him, which was fine. It's not like right. He's ever been in my life.
Right.
But it was really cool to actually get to meet his wife and then talk with his sister a little bit and, like, learn some other things about him, just because it's kind of cool to see how similar you can be in some aspects and different in others.
And so did you know anything about him except for the fact that he was doing this for multiple families? You really didn't know much about him at all, right? Growing up?
No, not really. It's kind of a long packet, but the donor wasn't exactly, he wasn't writing paragraphs in it. So
yeah,
we kind of got what he told us, which wasn't a ton.
It's so interesting. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more to Addie. We're talking to Addie Miller Brown. So Addie's story is so intriguing. She just came back from a weekend siblings retreat with children that have been put on this earth because of the generosity of a donor. And I think you know what we're talking about. So we're going to come back and find out more about how they actually got together. Did they connect? And what's this going to be now moving forward with this new extended family Addie has just found that she has? We'll be right back. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid, and we are back with Addie Miller Brown. Cool conversation because Addie's Kulchek, her brother Max, a very cool guy. His both of their parents, Kara and Tammy, are incredible. And they were given the gift of these two kids, these two grown-ups now, through the gift of a donor. Yes, a donor who has also gifted so many other parents, families, the same gift. And so Addie's with us because she helped be a part of a big sibling weekend get-together with many other children that came out of this donor's generosity. So, anonymous donor, right, Addie? You had no clue who this person was. Until how long later did you finally find out who this donor was?
So, it was not that long ago, under a year ago, that Denise, the mom I had mentioned earlier, she reached out to a second cousin of the donor or something like that on Ancestry.com and asked for like an updated health history because it had been about 20 years. And we were able to connect with his wife and with his sister. And we learned that he had actually died about 3 years previously.
So do you know much about what was his vocation? What were his, you know, physical traits? I mean, do you have a lot of the same similarities? Was it really kind of interesting to go through that?
Yeah, it was really interesting to go through that, especially with, like, interests and stuff. And it was really interesting to meet all of my half-siblings because there's a lot of shared interest for people who have never met before this and who live kind of all across the country. And so, like, there's a lot of people in theater. There's a lot of people who like cars, science. Like, I don't know. It's just really interesting.
What did he do for a living?
So he did a couple of things for a while. He worked at a fertility clinic. So he did sperm counts to make sure that vasectomies worked. And then he quit that and started his own auto company or a machine company, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then unfortunately he passed away.
So when his wife was approached, did she have any hesitation in the fact that there are so many children out there, you and Max being two of them? Did she have any hesitation?
I know that when she was first contacted, she said she thought that this was a scam because she actually had no idea that her husband had donated.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's not every day that somebody, like, sends you a message on Facebook and is like, your husband was a sperm donor. Like, of course she thought that was kind of a scam.
Yeah, of course. That's not something you normally click on, right? That's serious clickbait.
Yeah.
So you guys then became kind of a little family in a really unique and very organic way, right? So when it was decided that maybe it would be time to reach out to everybody, I'm sure that was quite a process. So I want to come back and talk about that because you just came off of a weekend with so many half-sibs now that you never had before. And I saw some of the pictures, and I got to tell you, Addie, there are a lot of similarities between all of you.
Yeah, we all have the exact same nose.
Isn't that wild? We're going to come back and talk about that, talk about what it was like to meet all of these people, and where do you go from here? Addie Miller Brown, she's with us right now. We'll be right back. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid, and with us has been Addie Miller Brown, she and her brother Max. They are here on this earth because of the generosity of a donor, a sperm donor. And as a result, she then found out there are many other half-sibs, more or less, out there, and they are now related to her as well. It's an incredible story, and it was even a better weekend get-together when all these people were brought together in one place to get to meet each other for the first time. Addie's with us still. Addie, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
And here you are now, the wife of the former donor who has since passed. The wife was very generous in saying, yeah, you know, I'm fine with all of you now connecting. Was there much hesitation beyond the fact that at first maybe she thought it was a scam?
No, she was very open to talking about him and has been sharing pictures and really organized the whole weekend.
The whole weekend. Now, did she have, and she and he have other children as well? And was there any pushback from that?
No, they actually never had any children together.
So this is incredible.
Yeah, so it's, I think this is good for her just because she can kind of see him in us.
Yeah.
So I don't know really what she was going through during all of this, but
yeah,
it has to be very interesting.
That's wild. So you're all about the same age from what I saw in the pictures. So you got together just recently, and you all got together for a weekend, came from all over the country. Is that right?
Yes. So we had people from New Jersey, quite a few from Ohio, of course, Oklahoma, Texas. So a little bit everywhere.
And what would you say was the median age?
Probably like 19 or 20.
So it's basically, it was like a big sorority fraternity party you guys had.
Kind of.
I'm just guessing by the age. Okay, okay. So where did you go and do this?
So we were at a public park in Hinckley, Ohio, which is near Cleveland.
Okay. So any nerves going into this? What did you and Max both feel going into this?
Yeah, it was certainly like nerve-wracking because like I've never met any of these people and I feel like I like should just immediately like click with them and all that stuff. And of course that ended up happening, but like it's scary because you know I didn't know what to do and I was just glad to have Max there with me because I've known him all my life. So.
Of course. So what did your parents say about it? You know, just go with an open mind. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, what was the advice they gave you?
Yeah, they were Tammy, of course, is very, very excited about us getting to meet our siblings and hang out with them and make friends with them, especially because we have so many in Central Ohio. And so now that I like know they exist and we all have our phone numbers and stuff, we can hang out more. It was really interesting because there are so many in Central Ohio with the same interests. We know we've been in like the same room a couple of times.
What? Really?
Yeah.
So so interest wise, what would you say were some of the similarities the most?
So we all are fairly similar in personality. Tammy would tell you that all of the guys are real sweet and kind and all of the girls are sarcastic.
Incredible. Do you look the same?
Yeah. So we all have like the exact same nose. Like I said, we have like the same sort of hands. It's odd. And of course some people look more alike than others. So, one of my half sisters who's from Texas, I think I look just like her, like to the point that sometimes I see pictures of her in the, like the Facebook group chat. And I'm like, I don't remember taking that photo.
Oh my gosh. Isn't it wild? So you got to be pinching yourself. You went from you and Max to, wow, who is this extended family? Wow. I mean, this has to be surreal for you.
It is. It's very crazy. Like I figured we had half siblings out there. But I thought it would be like 4 or 5, not 25.
Yeah. Wild. What would you say to somebody who also knows that this is the way they, you know, came on this earth? What would you say to them? Would you say pursue it? Even if you're an adopted person, say pursue it?
Yes. It, like I think especially with siblings, it's very fun. It's very interesting. And even if you're not interested in meeting them, it's worth it to be in contact with them because you have a much broader pool of people to pull from for things like health issues or like assessing risk for things. So It's really worth it.
Incredible. What a cool story. I am so happy that you shared this with us, and I'm going to keep tabs on you guys. I don't know, maybe I'll do karaoke at the next reunion. I don't know. but this is awesome. So thank you so much, and we'll keep tabs. I'll keep watching, and you know, if there's anything you guys need moving forward, make sure you reach out to me and Sid. We'll be happy to help you out. But what a great story. What a happy ending. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet, Annie. Thank you. It's Sean.
And Sid, brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
And check out Windows on Wesley. They are on our web pages, our social media sites. And it's a way to find out what goes on in the Wesley communities and how much those people adore where they are. At any stage of aging, Wesley Communities has it covered, and people are living their very best lives. Okay, so moving along, Sydney, I've noticed your eyebrows look great.
Thank you. They are rather thick.
Do people say on fleek anymore?
Yeah, on fleek. I don't know that they say that anymore, okay. But you can, Mom.
Thanks. I'm always a couple decades behind, so that's fine. But there might have been a time, a long time ago, not so much you, but your brother had a unibrow thing going on.
Did he?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Oh, no. Actually, I take that back. Talk about thick eyebrows. That guy.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't used to get them threaded. Now he's like a regular threader.
That whole thing is a bizarre process.
But that was the best thing he could have done. They're way better. But at what age would that be acceptable to start threading or waxing?
I think when a child is old enough to hold its head up by itself.
If it's
a
That's
hairy little mongrel. Point. What now?
That's an interesting point.
Okay.
I mean, you think about the children that get their ears pierced at such a young age.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally a parent's decision.
Right.
Okay. So anyways, let's fast forward. There's an article. I found it on Yahoo Life. Might be by Parents, if that's a magazine.
Yeah, Parents is a magazine.
Okay. Parents magazine. A mom waxed her 5-year-old's unibrow.
Okay.
And it infuriated the dad. So they got into this huge argument. Well, like any good couple, the mom took it to Reddit to see what the people thought about her decision to wax her daughter's eyebrows.
Because you should air it out, people. Always air it out publicly.
You can find some defenders on Reddit. The young girl, 5 years old, was getting bullied for her unibrow.
Aww.
So the mom took it into her own hands to wax it. And I love this topic. When is it okay to wax or shave, whatever it might be? Clearly, the girl can't wax her own unibrow.
Well, they do have Fisher Price's Baby's First Unibrow Wax Kit. You use Play-Doh, though. It's a little different.
That is brilliant. What do you think?
I think, you know what?
I had a thick unibrow, and I was getting bullied at school.
Oh,
this article says the little girl was getting bullied by her cousins, and she had really low self-esteem. If that were the case for me, would you have taken wax to my forehead?
I would have pinned you down. And use Gorilla Glue to get it off of there. No. I'm in all seriousness, if you came home upset day after day and you're being teased and it's as simple as just doing that tiny little procedure, that all it is taking hair, it's not like surgery. You know what I mean? I would totally do that for you. Totally.
Yeah. I think so too. If it's a matter of self-esteem, although her husband had a good point. He said, you're pushing these beauty standards onto her.
No.
Rather than saying, you're beautiful the way you are, this is how you were made, and you're going to get through it until you're old enough to handle this yourself.
No. If you can intervene and save children pain, that's my thing. Why wouldn't you? Like when you had really hairy legs. I jumped in there, girl.
You did not. That's a true story, though. So I was in third grade when I shaved my legs. Uh-huh. That's ahead of the curve, I think, for my generation, third grade.
You've got, you know, some Italian yeah. your family. You're a little bit hairy, a little bit hairy going on.
Talk about self-esteem. I was in ballet and I looked down and I could see my spiky hairs through my tights. And I remember standing in the kitchen coming home from ballet and saying, Mom, I really want to shave my legs. Yep. I can see the hair through my tights. And my pirouettes that day were just not good.
No, actually they were. You get some wind behind you. You can spin like crazy with all that hair. Anyway, I don't know. Parenting is not, it's not an A to Z class. I mean, there's a lot in between there. So interesting discussion, though. I hope I haven't failed you too much.
Jury's still out. I'm only 24.
Right. Great. It's Sean.
And Sid, presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Hey, if you haven't done it yet, follow us on Facebook. We love that you are on our social media, and Sean and Sid Show is where you can find us on Facebook. So we threw out this, it's something that's been circulating on Facebook about things grandma used to say. In fact, it's called My Grandmother Always Said. And this isn't anything crazy unique, but it just, they were rules, right? Or good manners and things like that, that they don't go out of style. So this is what the list was from this post. And we just copied it and shared it and then put it out there. And in just a little bit, we're going to come back and share some of the great comments you all have shared with us. So my grandmother always said, don't go where you're not invited. Don't talk about who you don't know. Don't interfere with things that are none of your business. Do not open the fridge in someone else's house. Don't call after 10 p.m. Don't go see someone at lunchtime. And don't enter other people's bedrooms without permission. Isn't that interesting?
I like all of those.
Those are so great. So it got us thinking about, gosh, things that our grandparents might have said to us.
Mm-hmm.
So you never got to meet your Grandma Myers. That was my mom's mom. And she, I remember, always said to me, don't interrupt when adults are speaking.
It sounds more like a reprimand than it does advice.
No, but it is good advice, right? You're right. There might have been a reprimand involved. And then the other one was when I would start to say something and then forget, she'd say, must have been a lie.
Yeah. And you tell me that. That was passed on for
yeah,
sure.
I just want to make sure I shared that little ray of sunshine with you.
She sounded like a pleasant woman.
She actually was fine, but yeah, she got stressed out pretty easy. And clearly, now I know it was me who stressed her out all the time. But anyway, you've got some from your grandparents, right?
Yeah. I have one from my grandma, KK. She always
That's
said
on dad's
growing
side.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. Many hands make light work.
Right.
And I love that saying.
So
we'd be making a bed or doing the laundry, and she always would remind me of that. That thanks for helping. Many hands make light work.
Have you ever heard, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet sweaty stuff? You can write that one down.
Imagine what you will pass on to your grandchildren.
Your poor kids. Oh my
God,
gosh.
Help me.
You know what though? You all had so many great ones to share. I can't even believe how you've blown up our Facebook page. So we are going to share those when we come back. Great advice from grandma. I guess a grandpa or two as well. We'll be right back. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, NorthStarFamilyDental.com.
Oh, so we were chatting, if you heard us just a little bit ago, about the grandmotherly advice that still resonates, still holds true all these years later. So smart, so much sage advice from them. And people have been sharing on Facebook. You can go to Sean and Sid Show on Facebook and share there. And some of these are just super fun. So we thought we'd share these with you. So go ahead, Sid, you start.
These are so cute. Some advice from some grandmas. So Lori said, always carry a tissue in your pocket or up your sleeve, and you'll never get stranded in the ladies' room without toilet paper.
Yay. Hey, how about it?
This one's sweet. Joe said, my grandmother always said, keep your eyes on your food while cooking and it'll always be a good meal, even if it's a simple one. And his great grandmother said, your mother is your best friend.
That's very sweet. Dave's grandma said, never slap a person who's chewing tobacco. Denise said, her grandma said, don't lose your library card. Keep it between your knees.
Oh, man. Julie's grandma said, nothing good happens after midnight. We've heard that one. Mm-hmm. Kimber's grandma said, never marry a man you meet in a bar. Uh-oh. That's my scenario.
Okay, so Melanie said her dad, 87, said, don't give a man the milk. He'll never buy the cow.
Susan's grandma said, three rules. Don't visit or call before 10 a.m.
Okay.
There's no such thing as can't. And don't discuss money, politics, or religion in public.
Oh, that's smart advice, yeah. Michelle said, always tell the truth. Just don't be always telling it.
That's cute.
I love that. Get out of the bathtub if you get the hiccups. Otherwise, you could drown from sucking water up your buttocks.
No way.
That Vicky said that was her grandma's advice. And I said, Vicky, you were a human straw, apparently.
Okay. Todd's grandma said, don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Cher said, her grandma said, when a task is once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be it big or be it small, do it right or not at all.
Cute.
I like that. And don't forget, said, you know what grandma always said, pretty is as pretty does. I don't know what that meant.
I don't either.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
You know, we're finding out more and more, obviously, and it's going to be a while before we know everything about COVID, the long hauler effects and all that kind of thing. But this kind of shook me a bit when I saw an article saying that people recovering from COVID could have substantial decrease in their intelligence.
Oh, boy.
I was still intelligent enough to click on the clickbait, so it took me further. And what they found, especially from people who are hospitalized or people, you know, God forbid, had to be on a respirator or ventilator, they had significant drops in their intelligence quotient, okay?
Okay.
And they found that it was much harder for them to concentrate if they had been suffering in that way from COVID. And in the worst cases, when people had been on, say, a ventilator to beat the disease, the researchers recorded a 7-point drop in their intelligence overall.
I believe it. Isn't that crazy? The biggest symptoms I heard from like close friends and even coworkers was that they felt foggy. Like the brain fog, I think, was one of the hardest things during their bout with COVID.
I still have issues with like that kind of thing, but I thought, okay, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm going 100 miles an hour or, you know, age or whatever. But I still have moments like that where it just seems different than it used to be. And I may be totally reading into this because I did have COVID. But at the same time, I read something like this and I'm like, whoa, is this related at all?
Let me throw a curveball in here.
Yep.
Could part of that result be caused by just the isolation that everyone was in during this time? Like, I feel like we as a society have just slowed down a little bit.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't speak
Maybe
to that.
Maybe that affected our EQ more than our IQ.
Look at you throwing the cues around.
I didn't have COVID, so.
That's true. You never had it.
I never had it. And I don't feel foggy that way. I guess the only thing that I feel is maybe a little rusty in like social situations, but from an IQ standpoint, I don't know. I feel the same. The bar was set pretty low for me.
But that's it. You know, it's interesting comparing it to your boyfriend, Brandon. Does he have those foggy moments?
I'd have to ask him.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking for everybody else in the family, I have those foggy moments. So I don't know. We're not trying to make light, but I'd be really curious to know if I am able to even take a fourth grade quiz at this moment in time and do well and have that recall.
Let's test you. When we come back, I'm going to test you, Sean, Mom, fourth grade quiz. We'll see how you do.
See, you're the one that forgot. You call me Sean and Mom at the same time. See?
Sean, Mom. It's Sean and Sid.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Donatos. Yummy. Tell Jane that should be their new tagline.
I think we just need to send her just you going, yummy.
That is kind of funny. Okay. Okay. In our last segment, we were talking about people that have had COVID. There was a study done in England that they legitimately saw a decrease in IQ within that population.
For people that had gone through a tougher bout of COVID.
Tougher bout.
Right, right. Correct. So, you know, scary to think about what could be happening. You know, I don't have a lot to start with. I can't go that low.
Well, true. But you did say you feel fuzzy, right? Having COVID?
I have some foggy moments for sure.
Okay. So we're going to see how thick that fog is.
No.
I have a fourth grade trivia quiz for you.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Don't judge me.
What is the third planet from the sun?
Is it Earth?
Earth.
It is Earth. Oh, total guess. Total guess.
What is the largest mammal? This one is weird.
Is a whale a mammal?
Oh, it's a whale.
A whale is the largest mammal?
Yes.
Because I was thinking that blue whale, that monster big blue whale, right?
The size of a school bus. Did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat.
Okay. What is the largest animal? This one threw me.
So it's not a mammal, it's an animal.
Which I didn't know those were two different things.
Yeah.
Let's skip that one. That one's weird.
Okay.
Okay. How many inches are in a foot?
Oh, we know that. That's 12.
What do you call a baby cow?
Sweetie pie face. A calf. Yeah.
A calf.
Okay.
What do you call a female horse?
Sweetie pie face. female horse is a mare.
Wow.
You knew that.
I would not have known that.
I'm a horse race person.
I would not have known that.
Okay.
Who was the first president to get impeached?
First impeachment. I want to say Nixon, but I don't know. Maybe once upon a time there was somebody else, but.
Andrew Johnson.
Okay. Earlier. Okay.
How many planets are there?
Well, there used to be, I think there's 8 officially now.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
All right, couple more. What do you call a baby goat?
Bad. Not lazy. what's a baby goat? A kid, right?
A kid.
Yay!
All right, last one. Where is the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Italy.
Not pizza.
Italy.
You got it.
Oh, not too bad. I'm about fourth grade, right?
You're about fourth grade.
All right. Really?
It's like, what was that show? Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, yeah. So not quite yet. No.
Not maybe next year.
A little work to do. It's Sean and Sid. And we've known because might enjoy the vino from time to time that, you know, it's supposed to be good for you. But now I have found the medical backup. The medical science I need to try to encourage other people that wine could truly be good for you.
To find some wine-loving friends.
MedicalDaily.com. They attack this very topic. Is wine good for you? Turns out it is, Sid. It is. And according to research, drinking wine in moderation could be good for your health. Its benefits include better heart health, lower risk of developing diseases, and a longer life. What?
I believe it.
Yeah?
It's fruit.
It keeps your heart strong. Yeah, it is fruit. Red wine is a popular source of antioxidants. They are disease-fighting compounds, and it can lower your risk of developing heart disease. That's one. It can help lower harmful cholesterol levels in your blood. What? It can reduce your risk of stroke. We should keep in mind, this is within moderation. Yeah, wine acts as a natural blood thinner, and it can help break down blood clots that could lead to stroke. This is incredible. Wow. Red wine in particular is the best for all of these. They say recent research is finding that a glass of wine a day could help keep Alzheimer's away, which is incredible to know. Amazing. About that. Yeah. It increases bone density. I find the more wine I drink, the bigger my bones get. So there must be some, must be something to that.
I thought you were just big boned.
Right. It will boost your immune system, they say. Drinking wine can help in that regard. Again, in moderation. It helps reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, they say, because it can improve your insulin sensitivity. It can banish breakouts. Did you know this? If you suffer from acne, you'll be glad to know that resveratrol, which is the compound found in wine, can inhibit the growth of acne-causing bacteria.
So this big shiner on my forehead is going to go away with my glass of wine.
If you keep going, girl. And the best part is, the more you have, the less you notice the big shiner on your forehead.
True.
And then they say it also sharpens your thinking skills overall. It's better for middle age, especially older men and women. They're finding their cognition is better in memory, learning, vocabulary, and emotions. This is just craziness. What in the world? Did it really take science for me to convince you of all this, Sydney?
No, it didn't. Just growing up in your household convinced me of all of this.
Looking at my recycled bin convinced you of all of this. And look what I have to show for it, right? Right.
Right.
All right. Well, take that with you this week, everybody. We'll be back next week. But in the meantime, how do they connect with us, Sid?
Find us on SeanandSid.com, Sean and Sid on Instagram, and Sean and Sid Show on Facebook.
All right. We love you very much. Thank you for always checking in with us.
Yes, we do. We appreciate you.